Welcome back to another episode of Priceless Therapy. I am your girl, Let's Talk Char, recording this podcast from the car. And today is day 11 of the 12 days of knowledge. And it is day 7 of Kwanzaa. And today's word is Amani. Yes, and it means faith. Now, before we start this therapy session out, you know I start out with, this is not reality TV, and this is not reality radio. This is reality. And when you know better, do better. Now you know, hopefully you know exactly what to do. Now, before I go into Char's music motivation, I want to remind you, if you haven't been caught up on the 12 days of knowledge, this is a good time to go back and listen to all of the podcasts, seeing that this is the last day and the seventh day of Kwanzaa. Now it's time for our Char break.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What the Lord.
Yeah. I tell them Monday, my moon day. Tuesday, my cool day. Wednesday, my cool day. Thursday, my work day. Friday, my play day. Saturday, I thank you. Sunday, make that chance. Then I get back to the game.
And with my name, I sleep on trains. Every day, I'm playing. Then you get me on my fly, baby. I'm jigging at the names. You ain't done like me, but don't care what they say about nigga. I don't say a word. I'm just speaking with my paper mouth. With my pen is such a jet. Generation. On my shirt. Every time I hit the boot, my boy know I'm gon' put in work. I'm dumb, man, jumping, I go higher than a rest. I'm so lucky on my neck and I'm so lucky on my set. When they see me on that block, they be like, damn, there you go. All you know is more, boy, block it with some Mexico. With them niggas hustle hard, they tell you come and keep it slow. Camera pocket 50, yo, 7-7-1-4. Monday, my mood day. Tuesday, my cool day. Wednesday, my cool day. Thursday, my work day. Friday, my play. Saturday, I thank your bitch. Sunday, make the same thing. Then I get that same cash. I done 21 and then a nigga started clouding. I hit 22 and then I rearrange my closet. Used to wear Adidas, I'm in jail, I'm coming Johnson. You don't want some violence, the rifle is gon' stop. Bitch, I'm on the come up, shocking niggas with my thunder. I'm like Austin in the town, I'm kicking niggas with my thunder, man. People keep on saying, bro, they know I'm a miracle. Keep my block on lock, I'm on your back like I'm to Jericho. Monday, my mood day. Tuesday, my groove day. Wednesday, my cool day. Thursday, my work day. Friday, my play day. Saturday, I beg your feet. Sunday, make a sled day. Then I get back to that game.
I got a bad bitch, stay out of my fantasy. A yellow diamond gold, eating out of break the road. I like a light skin, no I love a yellow bone. From the town down to the club on the north zone. Get some in my zone, I'm touching paper, watching hate. Niggas trying to make it rain, but man, I make it dropping like that. Man, I play for different states. I'm a taker, not a tour, and I do not make mistakes. Bitch, I got greatness for my play, huh? Monday, my mood day. Tuesday, my cool day. Wednesday, my cool day. Thursday, my word day. Friday, my flag day. Saturday, I thank you, bitch. Sunday, make that sad thing. Then I get back to the cash. Yeah, the drama. The drama, I'm a legend. I'm flawless. I'm young. I'm flawless. Feel me? Go ahead, get hit that red beard. You hear me? I'm talking to the night.
Yo, this is Hiram Akeem with AkronHipHop.com. When I'm out and about, checking out what's happening in the streets or from the streets, I'm keeping it locked to CharJohnson.com, the heartbeat of the streets, baby.
Okay, we rocked out with that little Char break music. Again, this is the last day of Kwanzaa, which is day 7. Which is celebrated on January the 1st. And the principle for day seven is Imani. I-M-A-N-I. It's how it is spelled, and it means faith. And the quote that I chose for coming back from our break is unknown, but I like this quote, so I chose it. And it is, faith is seeing light with your heart when all your eyes see is darkness. Again, faith is seeing light with your heart when all your eyes see is darkness. Now let's get into the seven core principles of Kwanzaa. I'm going to give you a little bit of background history on it before we go right into it. And we're going to talk about Dr. Kurinja again. And Dr. Kurinja, who created Kwanzaa in 1966 as a way of bringing African Americans together as a community it happened during the 1966 riots in Watts. Okay? This right here, he brought together for our African community to celebrate things about ourselves and our culture. All right. So he researched the African harvest celebrations and combined several different celebrations, such as those of the Ashanti and Zulu. Oh, that is dope. To form the foundation of Kwanzaa. Okay. Not only are the seven principles of Kwanzaa, there's the seven core. There are seven core symbols of Kwanzaa. Let's get into those things. You have the Mazao. Now, you guys know that I am new to this. So if I am not pronouncing it correctly, I will spell it for you. And you can look it up. If you want to help me make sure when I talk about these things, because I am doing a YouTube version, a physical, visual version of this podcast, you can reach out to me at my email, which is letstalkshar@gmail.com. That's letstalkshar. I am having all kind of fumbles this morning, but it's okay, because like I said, you guys are having this experience with me. So the first core symbol is Mazao, and it's spelled M-A-Z-A-O, and it means crops. Mazao symbolize the fruits of collective planning and work, and the resulting joy, sharing, unity, and Thanksgiving part of African harvest. To demonstrate Mazao, place nuts, fruits, and vegetables representing work of Makeke. That's M-K-E-K-A. And Makeke is the straw mat that symbolizes our African traditions and history. Now, the second principle is the Makeke. And it's a placemat. And like I said, it's a straw placemat. Just as the crops stand on the Makeke, the present day stands on the past. The Makeke symbolizes the historical and traditional foundation for people to stand on and build their lives. Now, the third core symbol is Muhindi, and it's spelled M-U-H-I-N-D-I, and it means the ear of corn. The stalk of corn represents fertility and the idea that through children, the future hopes of the families are brought to life. On Vubenzi, I had to look it up. It is, and that's what the Iroquois is, and that's Vubenzi. That's V-I-B-U-N-Z-I. The Vubenzi is placed on the mat for every child in the family. So every child that's in your family, grandchild, great niece, great great niece, that's there, you place an Iroquois on this mat. I think this is just super, super, super dope. Okay, and the fourth core principle is Mishuma Saba. And it is spelled M-I-S-H-U-M-A-A. The seven candles are ceremonial objects that serve to symbolically recreate Let me read that again. I guess the way that it's reading, in the way I'm sounding to myself, it doesn't flow. So I'm going to read it again. You know that I am driving in the car while I am recording this podcast. So you know I'm trying to make sure I pay attention that's on the road. So let's try this one more time. Meshumah Saba. The seven candles are ceremony objects that serve to symbolize and recreate, okay, the sun's power as well as provide light. There are three red candles, three green candles, and one black candle that are placed on the canara, which is the candle holder. I had to reread that because you guys know it didn't sound right to me. Well, and it probably didn't sound right to you either, but hey, it is what it is. So the sixth, so let's go on to the next one. I said the sixth one. It's the fifth one, which is the canara, which we just talked about, which is the candle holder. The canara represents our ancestry and the original stock from which we come. That's super dope. Okay. See, we're learning some things about the things that we should have, why we are participating in, why we are participating in the 7 days of Kwanzaa. The next core symbol that you should have there is the, oh, you guys don't laugh at me. I'm going to make an attempt at this. I probably should have looked this up before I attempt to say it, but hey, I'm going to do a crack at it. Hey, this is Let's Talk Sharp. Kukumu Sha'umja. Kukumu Sha'umba. Okay. I'm going to spell it out, okay? I don't think I pronounced this correctly, but I made a shot up. It is spelled K-I-K-O-M-B-E-C-H-A Umoja. U-M-O-J-A. Okay? And this is the Unity Cup, okay? So this is what the Unity Cup is actually called. And even though partaking of the Unity Cup is on each and every day of Kwanzaa, on the sixth day, the libation ritual is performed to honor, listen, to honor the ancestors, and every family member and guest will take a drink together as a sign of unity and remembrance. And the last core symbol that is for Kwanzaa is Zawadi, and it's spelled Z-A-W-A-D-I, and this is gifts. And on the seventh day of Kwanzaa, gifts are given to encourage growth, achievement, and success. And these should be handmade gifts that are encouraged to promote self-determination, purpose, and creativity. Now, we have went through the gizmos and the different things as far as Kwanzaa is concerned. And like I said before, if you haven't heard the other podcasts, you might want to go back and listen to them, because I give you the information that I have researched, and you don't have to buy the things that I am saying. You can go and look these things up yourselves. I went to different types of websites. I've talked to people who are very knowledgeable about Kwanzaa to get some of the information that I have. Now, before I end this podcast and before we get ready to go into season 8, yes, I am coming up on season 8. I am going to give you a few things that you can do as far as Kwanzaa is concerned. So I did give you some dishes, and I also told you about a couple of recipes that you can go find for Kwanzaa, but I also wanted to incorporate a couple of activities. Now, these are some activities that you can do on the different days of Kwanzaa or as you're preparing for Kwanzaa. You can look at photos of your relatives that the family may not have a firsthand relationship with and share experience and history of those individuals. You can also watch movies about Africa or documentaries giving knowledge pertaining to my Black is Beautiful culture. And I have a suggestion. If you have not seen Hidden Colors or anything of that nature, that is a good. Those are some good DVDs that you can watch. I really enjoyed them when I did watch them. And then you can also make gifts with the family, such as, you know, pertaining to the principles of Kwanzaa. This is a good one, and I'm thinking about doing this one with my family. You can create a family tree, and you could do that in an arts and crafts kind of way, but I think that's a good thing so your children can know where their roots from and things of that nature. And when the children are there, so that they can really get into understanding that you want to learn some things about your culture and where you're from, especially things that they're not going to teach you in the public school system. You can assist the children with the essay or poem to be read at Kimura. And you can also have the children list all the countries of Africa and their capitals. Those are just a few activities that you can do during Kwanzaa or as you are preparing for Kwanzaa. Be kind to someone and make sure you research and understand the activities that you are participating in, especially when it comes to these holidays, and make sure that it is conducive to your heritage and your culture. I am your girl, Let's Talk Char, and I'm out.
I bitch, I would have gone. I want a bankroll. Tell that bitch I want a bankroll.
I'm swerving out of this bitch.
I want a bankroll.
Gone.
I stick them up, you switch it up. Ay, now I got a bankroll. Cross me, I'ma stick you, nigga. You can't break my ankle. Cuff around the wrist, I took the wrist and I stood 10 tall. Ooh. Caught the pack, I ran it back. I'm dancing in that end zone. Hey. Pistol sitting different when you crippin' in that red zone. Fuck what you said, I'ma leave that nigga head gone. Bitch, I got bars, cut you up, you in that dead zone. Risk it for the biscuit, gotta get it to that friend gone. Head out my ass, then I put it in a bag. I got kids on the way, no more digging in my stack. I can't kiss you with the gang, I got gold to be a dad. Fight with my baby mama, about them kids, bitch, I gon' spag. Opposition switching up on me, yeah, them niggas lamos. Ice on my neck, pearly white like they Mentos. Fuck her like a lover, then I put her in a friend zone. Yeah, I said I love her, but that bitch, she in a friend zone. Turn up for a check, yeah, die for my respect. I'm not worried about no bitch, and I'm not beefing by no set. Yeah, the path I took was gold, and I stepped on niggas' neck. Wearing cross around it, bitch, I sense that blessing off your neck. Nigga really want some beef, man? Murder scene the tragic. I'ma run up on you with this fucking chopper automatic. Bitch, I go against the grain, cutthroat, I call static. I'ma pop your ass, shock your ass, just like electricity. I stick them up, you switch it up, ayy. Now I got a bankroll. Cross me, I'ma stick you, nigga. You can't break my ankle. Cuff around the wrist, I took the wrist and I stood 10 tall. Ooh. Caught the pack, I ran it back. I'm dancing in that end zone. Hey. Pistol sitting different when you crippin' in that red zone. Fuck what you said, I'ma leave that nigga head gone. Bitch, I got bars, cut you up, you in that dead zone. Risk it for the biscuit, gotta get it to that bank gone.
I'm the type of nigga that's gon' get this bread. Get that type of money, you ain't scared of feds. She be cluckin' for them dollars, she a chicken head. Never switch up, need bank rolls when booze is dead. See, I'm a type of nigga that you went to. Act real bougie, get money and so relentful. Ain't talking about no money, the nigga that went you went to. I be tryna listen, but nigga, I be forgetful. Some grade A niggas when you see us. You be chasing clothes and hoes, you a C plus. Might as well fall back, nigga, when you see us. Join Scottie Pippen, I promise they really need us. Where Nike can wear Adidas, see Puma could never feel us. And if it came to an Under Armour, couldn't see us. And I be trying to fight all these battles just to lead us. And I'ma switch it up on these niggas trying to beat us.
I stick them up, you switch it up, ayy. Now I got a bankroll. Cross me, I'ma stick you, nigga, you can't break my ankle. Cuff around the wrist, I took the wrist and I stood 10 tall. Ooh. Caught the pack, I ran it back, I'm dancing in that end zone. Pistol sitting different when you crippin' in that red zone. Fuck what you said, I'ma leave that nigga head gone. Bitch, I got bars, cut you up, you in that dead zone. Risk it for the biscuit, gotta get it to that friend gone.
Darnell Mitchell at AkronHipHop.com. When I want to listen to what's going on in the streets of Akron, I listen to CharJohnson.com.
I hope you enjoyed that Char Break motivational music before we get into day 7 of Kwanzaa. And today's quote for Amani is, faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. And this quote is by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, and it represents faith. So, we have went through facts about Christmas, And I told you a little things about the customs, how Santa Claus came into play when Christmas was canceled and things of that nature. And then I let you know about Kwanzaa, gave you some facts about Kwanzaa, how it was created, and the different things that we do during the Kwanzaa season. So I'm going to give you just a quick recap before we get into Imani, the seventh principle of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is observed from December the 26th to January the 1st. Kwanzaa is relatively a new holiday, and it was first observed in 1966, and it's celebrating the African culture and identity. The word Kwanzaa is derived from Swahili and translates to first fruits of harvest. The 7 days of Kwanzaa celebration corresponds with seven principles: unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. Seven candles are lit during Kwanzaa. The first one is black, the second one is red, and the third is green. The remaining four candles alternate between red and green. Red, green, and black are the holiday symbolic colors. Kwanzaa isn't a religious holiday, but a cultural celebration of African heritage and togetherness. The traditional Kwanzaa gifts center on learning about the African heritage and cultures that we should be are appropriate, and these are things that we should appreciate. Now, Imani, which means faith, is to believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and righteousness and victory of our struggle. Yes, that is super dope, and hopefully you have been indulging in learning some things concerning Kwanzaa. Again, Kwanzaa is celebrated, Imani, the principle of Imani, on the last day of Kwanzaa, which is January the 1st, okay? So let's get right into what you do on Imani. On the seventh and last day of Kwanzaa, the black candle is lit. Then the farthest left red, the utmost white green, the next red candle, the second green candle, at the right hand side of the black candle, then the final red candle, then the last final green candle. On this last and final day of Kwanzaa, the principle of Imani, which means faith, is discussed. The unity cup is shared and the candles are put out. Day seven marks the end of the Kwanzaa principles. Okay? So I have given you the 7 days of Kwanzaa, and I've also given you the principles about Kwanzaa. Now, before we go into some other things, I want to talk about another part of Kwanzaa that I haven't quite went through as far as Kwanzaa is concerned, because there are seven core symbols that you should be having in your partake as you are I hate when I have a bloopers, but guess what, I've been doing so well, but this is what bloopers, but it is okay. Well, there, like I was saying, not only are there seven principles that you should be practicing while you're doing Kwanzaa, there are also seven core symbols that you should have in your space while you are participating in the 7 days of Kwanzaa. Now, before we get into that, we're going to take a quick short break, and then we'll be back. Thank you for rocking out with me on this therapy session. Don't forget to go to my website, sharjohnson.com. That's CHARJOHNSOM.com. You can go to my website and get my Priceless Therapy podcast. You can also get to my online store and get some of my Silk Couture products. Don't forget to support me.
yes, with your support, I can continue to have this therapy session. Again, it's your girl, Let's Talk Shar, that sunshine for your timeline.